Get it happy. All right, Bill. All right, Sammy, with entertainment stuff.
And a very special guest. Dr. Quinn is a new gig. Actress Jane Seymour, looking lovely in her Irish green, we're told, is here to tell us about her new TV show. We're back into it with Jane.
Who's that
and
guy
Sam.
With you there, Jane? He looks a little familiar.
Is he bothering you?
Oh, he's just a little leprechaun.
Trying to impress Carlos is like, you paint? I paint.
Of course.
We've got a lot to talk about with Jane Seymour, but first, real quickly, something fun for the kids this weekend. Jane has written some wonderful children's books. Your kids are featured in those books, right?
Yes. This one and that one is the series.
About your two sons?
About our two sons. And they're the Malibu Cats who live in California.
All right.
And there's Young, Splat, Boing, Fried Pies, and then there were three. There's five of them in the series.
All right. Wow. So with your permission, I'm going to use my youngest now. This is my youngest daughter, Rory, some time ago. She used to scoot across the floor. And so she's almost five and thought we'd try and become ice skaters with the new Disney Ice Princess show in town. As you can see, we have unlimited fun but limited luck. Talk about your new show in a moment, but let's talk a little bit about the Oscar aftermath.
Yes.
And that was so wonderful to speak to you and your husband on the red carpet.
Oh, thank you.
And you just radiated this enormous pride. What is it like sitting there in the audience as that evening progresses? Because it worked out certainly for Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah.
And he must have had a wonderful feeling about that.
Well, you know what? It was very exciting. I'm so proud of my husband. James worked on this movie for Johnny Cash for over 9 years. Johnny Cash asked him to make it. And, you know, Johnny really wanted to tell his story, not sort of about his, you know, his fame and everything. He wanted to talk about redemption, about, you know, really having to deal with the problems that he'd had, and about the love of his life, about June. And I think that's what came over in the movie. And whether anyone even knew or cared about Johnny Cash or his music, you know, this amazing story came out that I think really touched everyone.